Good morning, Christ Center. It's Thursday, October the 16th, and we are in week 6 of our Book of Mark devotional series. Today, we're going to be reading Mark 10, 46 to 52. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 10:46. They came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many warned him to keep quiet, but he was crying out all the more, "Have mercy on me, son of David." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man and said to him, "Have courage, get up, he's calling for you." He threw off his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. Then Jesus answered him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabboni," the blind man said to him, "I want to see." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." Immediately he could see and began to follow Jesus on the road.
Thank you, Paul Allen, for that. I'm here with Paul and with Joshua Rivas. Pastor Joshua, they're on a journey. Jesus is on a journey toward Jerusalem, and he is interrupted here in Jericho. Evidently, he's on the road, and there are crowds everywhere by this point because Jesus has gone, he's famous now. And so people are trying to stop him. What are you seeing here?
Yeah, so they come to Jericho, and now he's leaving Jericho. His disciples are there. There's a large crowd. Suddenly, someone starts yelling out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And the crowd is telling him, like, "Dude, shut up. Be quiet." So whatever's happening, they're letting him know, just calm down. This is not the time for this.
Yeah.
But it says he keeps crying out. And then in that moment, Jesus stops, and he says, "Call him." Now suddenly the crowd's going, "Oh, okay, we didn't see that coming. Jesus is an important person. He's going to go do what he's going to do." And yet he stops in that moment. And then their response is, "Oh, okay." Total about face. The same crowd that's saying, "Shut up," now says, "Have courage. He's calling for you."
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy is willing to be really, really obnoxious in order to get Jesus to speak to him. Paul, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think it's interesting how much desire plays a role in the kingdom of God and in really encountering Jesus. Here he is willing just to express that desire, no matter the shame that would come from it, just crying out again and again, despite everybody trying to shush him. And it really reminded me actually of something Ruth Haley Barton shares in her Sacred Rhythms book.
About... Yeah, we actually did some small groups from Sacred Rhythms years ago.
Yeah.
So, nice.
Yeah. And so she says that the spiritual life begins with the willingness to name our desire in Jesus' presence.
Oh, whoa. Okay, say that again.
The spiritual life begins with the willingness to name our desire in Jesus' presence. So here, he has this deep, deep desire. And there's a principle in the kingdom of God that we encounter God to the degree of our willingness to ask and seek and knock. And here he's like, whatever it takes, I just need Jesus. You know, have mercy on me. I've blown it, but I want you, God. And Jesus even comes to him and provokes that further by saying, "What do you want from me?" And I love that question from Jesus.
Yeah, we were talking about this in a previous podcast of Jesus so often asking, "What do you want?" Because people want different things, and sometimes people who are ill or have a disability don't necessarily want the physical healing. But here's blind Bartimaeus crying out above all the other madness and confessing, "This is what is on my heart. Jesus, can you do anything about this?" I love that idea of, you know, our desires are important to him. What are our desires? And sometimes they're misaligned and disordered. I think John and James had a disordered desire to be greater than everybody else in the kingdom of God in the previous thing that our previous podcast. This is somebody who simply wants to see, and Jesus gives him so much more than that.
And Jesus' response, "Go, your faith has saved you." And immediately he can see. What an incredible response, because in this account here, where was his faith activated? What was his faith? And I would say, you know, here's what we see. His faith was activated as he's crying out, "Have mercy on me." His faith was activated in saying, "You are the Son of David." His faith was activated in going to him. And then, just as, you know, as you guys were sharing, in him being willing to share his desire with Jesus is an act of faith. And I think that's something for us to grab a hold of is, you know, Jesus, am I still calling out to you in this area of need? And am I telling you what it is that I desire in this area of need? That is an act of faith.
Yeah, that is really true. Giving him our desires is, it's an act of vulnerability. And being vulnerable with God is important. And this was being vulnerable with Jesus was so important.
Yeah, I think also what Joshua is sharing here reminds me of Hebrews 11:6, where it talks about faith believing two things. One, that God exists, but secondly, that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I think how often it is easy to give up in the seeking when there's this unanswered prayer, this unanswered longing. And yet Jesus is provoking that, saying, "You have done something that I wish others would do. You keep calling out when others say, shush, nothing's happening." And yet he says, "No, I need Jesus."
Well, this is like the parable of the persistent widow playing out in real time. Like, I'm sure this guy's been praying for a long time, and here he's crying out for a long time. And everyone is expecting him to get upset, but he's not. He's actually rewarding that. Is it the fact that you'd be willing to call out and keep calling out, that gives you reward here.
I was thinking of the story of the man who needs bread.
Yes.
An unexpected visitor, and he shows up at midnight, bangs on the door, and Jesus says, "You're not getting the bread because you're friends. You're getting the bread because you're banging on the door." He uses the word importunity. And in this moment, this man's going, okay, I've been crying out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but Jesus, the Son of David, is in front of me right now, and I am banging on that door. As long as I can hear his voice and I know he's right here, I'm asking again. And God responds to that. And it's a beautiful picture of this Jesus who says, "What do you want me to do for you?"
I almost get chills in verse 49. Like, he's been crying out, he's been obnoxious, calling out over everyone else, and then Jesus stops them all and sends for him. And it says, so they called the blind man and said, "Have courage, get up. He's calling for you." Like, I get chills when I read that, of just like, hey, Bartimaeus, like, he heard you. He's asking for you. What a moment that would have been for him.
You've been calling for him, and now he's calling for you.
I love it.
I also think here, like, the way that Jesus says, "Go, your faith has saved you," it reminds me of times where Jesus didn't just take care of the immediate physical need that was expressed, but also went to a deeper spiritual need. And to me, like, that is so like the way that God has worked in my life, where I have these times of crisis or whatever, and I'm calling out to him for help, and I just want his help in this thing that I'm facing. And yet through that crying out for that help and whatever it is I'm facing, I encounter him in a deeper way than I could ever have expected. And it's like, okay, I'm not just helping you with this physical thing, but I'm also helping you with this deeper, deeper encounter of me that you long for.
Yeah, right on. Beautiful. It reminds me of the man who was lowered down through the roof, and he says, "Your sins are forgiven." And it's even before he heals him, it's that same kind of thing. Pastor Joshua, you want to pray us out?
Lord, I want to thank you that you do reward our importunity, our passionate request that you would hear us and have mercy on us, and that you call back to us and ask, "What do you want for me to do for you?" Lord, you have not changed, and we need you today. So I lift up myself and all of those that are listening today. God, have mercy on us. Hear us in those places where we need your healing, and help us to give voice to what it is that we are asking for you to do for us. We do want to see, and we do want you to show us what it is that you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.